Question 126. Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? John 13:38. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Heady and impetuous Peter makes claims of allegiance and loyalty to Christ, much like we do when we first take up our new life in Him. Peter wants Jesus to know that He will go to the death for him if it is necessary. When we first find that this way of life may cause us to be persecuted, the brave among us stick out their chin, and the determined brace themselves and pledge that they too will never give in. The story goes on to prove that Peter was mistaken about his own character. How did he prove that he would not lay down his life? By denying Jesus when his own comfort was at risk. This is the precise point at which our own constitution may bend. We could, therefore, gain insight into our condition by answering the question of Jesus, Wilt thou lay down your life for my sake? Perhaps you remember the massacre that occurred in a Colorado high school that was later referred to as the Columbine Tragedy. It's told that one of the murderous boys, choosing his next victim, asked Cassie Burnell, a girl in the school, well known to have a Christian testimony, to deny Christ to save herself. She would not, and lost her life for her stand. Maybe we imagine ourselves proving our allegiance to Christ as godless communist hordes overrun the city in which we live, demanding that all deny Christ or die. We may gain satisfaction in thinking and saying to our friends that we would never deny our Savior, even if threatened with death. Though we have settled on the fact that we would remain allied to Christ, and we are sure that we would never deny Him, He still asks, Will you lay down your life for my sake? When the drama and the movie-like scripts in our mind are discarded and the cameras we envision are no longer recording our heroism, the real-world mammon and hardcore temptations take their full effect. What we do when we find ourselves under the scrutiny of our peers, and what we do when those peers are nowhere to be found, is quite different. Here we do not discuss suffering, torture, nor are we debating whether we will die for Christ. Here we consider living for Him. For the opportunity to deny Christ in our life rarely comes at gunpoint. It most often comes in darkness, in obscurity, and well beyond the view of those we would impress with a stance of bravery and self-denial. Yeah, the real test is not out in the open with everyone watching. It's not a trial whose end result will bring fame and honor to the exonerated party. It's the small tests of allegiance done in private, choices between our way and His way, choices between comfort and commitment, between conviction and convenience, between the sensible and the sensual. These are the tests we fail. These are the ones that cost us our eternal life, not the blatant and public denial of Christ, but the private denials, choices made in offices and homes, directions taken in conversations and lifestyles. In these everyday circumstances, we deny that we know Him. These are the times we falter and take up our life and lay His down. You see, many are willing to die for Christ, but few are willing to live for Him. Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? It is our life that is the problem. Our life is the one that we seek to save when we attempt to preserve our comfort and our pleasure. Jesus gave no great hope to those who sought to save their own lives and preserve their reputations. When Jesus asks you to lose your life, he speaks not of death, although it may lead to that, but of the denial of your life, your choice, your direction. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. What does he mean by lose his life? What does he mean by save his life? We lose our life by laying it aside. We save our life by living it without denial, in pleasure and self-satisfaction. What is a sign of a life without denial? What fruit can be seen in the life lived for yourself? Profit, full barns, gain of the world's goods are all evidence of a life lived without denial. For Jesus goes on to ask those who choose to save life, For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? There are some who live every minute to gain more and more. Their lives are comfort upon comfort, gift upon gift, feast upon feast. Some give God all the glory for their wealth. Some would be willing to give their lives in death rather than deny Christ. They live in a state of limbo, not wishing to blatantly deny Christ, but never denying themselves anything they want. Is there such a state? Is there a place in true faith where you can deny neither Christ nor yourself? Is there a way for you to lay down your life and keep it? Or to gain the whole world and not lose your own soul? This question must be answered honestly within ourselves, not once, but once a day, perhaps even many times a day. We who gain hope because we are willing to die for Christ must be willing rather to live for him in order to fulfill his desire for us. Christ seeks not those willing to die for him, but those willing to live for him. The Apostle Paul even mentions this concept in Romans 5:7-8, For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet, maybe for a good man some would even dare to die, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Who would not be willing to die for a good a man as Jesus? After all, he died for us. At the very least, it's an exchange. But to live for him, that's a sacrifice acceptable unto God. Our sacrifice is to be a living one, not a dead one. We are to give our lives for Christ while we live every day, not just die for him in the end, though it's a worthy sentiment. And God holds highly the death of martyrs. We should focus on living for him. The quality of a martyr's death is giving a life that has previously lived in service to God. The true martyr finds death to be not a monumental leap towards righteousness, but just another small step in the life of Christ lived every day. It is your life laid down and his taken up that Jesus wishes for us when he asks, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Again, in Romans 12:1, Paul writes of our lives as living sacrifices. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. As you face the everyday choice of comfort or confrontation, acceptance or rejection by your peers, or even a simple choice to indulge or deny yourself, you must realize that it is then that is the crucial point of living for Jesus Christ. Even though we may be willing by lip service to deny all and follow him, though we may be quick to claim that our life means nothing to us and we will gladly give it in death, we must consider, will we give it as a living sacrifice? To lay down a life when we are finished with it is one thing, but to lay down a perfectly good and usable one? You must hear his question and answer honestly, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake?